fighters from the military wing of Islamic Jihad, one of the Palestinian resistance groups now fighting alongside with Hamas in Israel's war on Gaza, seen here training to battle their common enemy. The Al-Quds brigades number about 6,000, insignificant compared to the Israeli forces, but with the capacity to do this, fire rockets at Israel. These are homemade, with a range of 18 kilometers. It's a resistance, one analyst says, born out of desperation.
I would call them ghetto fighters because they have been living in a ghetto for many years without any territorial connection with the rest of the Arab world. So actually an isolated island. We are speaking about the population of the poor segments of the Palestinian people in slums and refugee camps. That's what you have. Ideologically driven, politically driven, but actually at the end what you have is the poorest people trying to find.
The Israeli offensive in Gaza is said to have brought all armed resistance groups together, including these fighters, the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades. It's the military wing of Fatah, the Palestinian faction opposed to Hamas. They too have their own rockets that can carry up to 4 kilograms of explosives, and their own workshops where they make their own weapons. They operate in small groups in their own neighborhoods. They're said to have carried out suicide attacks in the past. Now, they say, they're fighting a common war, as the Israeli missiles and shells are not discriminating between different Palestinian factions. Evidence, this flag, on the bodies of the victims of the Israeli strike at the UN school. Green for Hamas, yellow for Fatah. The resistance inside Gaza is now united, but the region's mightiest group, Lebanon's Hezbollah, is not involved. It has an estimated 20,000 fighters and claims to have up to 30,000 rockets. Its leader, Sheikh Nasrallah, says they're ready to sacrifice their brothers, sisters and souls, but only if attacked by Israel. Analysts say the memories of the 2006 war with Israel are still fresh, and Hezbollah doesn't want another confrontation. But they say that may be only as long as the Palestinians can hold out on their own. Rosie Ibrahimova, Al Jazeera.